This is Matthew Cruz with the Comstock Report. Soybean planting in Brazil has taken a big leap forward, reaching roughly 25% planted compared to 15% last week at this time. Rainfall has been accumulating, especially in the center west and southeast regions of Brazil, incentivizing producers to accelerate planting. Mato Grosso is already 45% planted compared to only 8% planted last year at this time. There is a wide disparity within the state as there are producers nearly 70% complete and producers who have barely started. Mato Grosso do Sul is nearly 35% planted, followed by Goiás and São Paulo State at 30%. While these states are making progress, other states are just barely getting started. My family just began over the prior weekend in Minas Gerais, where only 5% of the state is planted. First crop corn is starting to go in the Mapitoba region, and so soybeans will come later for them. As we discussed last week, the 30-day weather anomaly continues to show the La Nina kicking in with wetter conditions to the north and drier conditions to the south. Mild rainfall is seen over the state of Mato Grosso, with heavier rainfall seen over Goiás and Minas Gerais. On the flip side, drier weather is seen reaching from Rio Grande do Sul all the way to Mato Grosso do Sul. Last season saw dry weather in the southern part of the country, cutting first crop corn yields by roughly 30%. The second crop of corn is the most important, however, as it can make up over two-thirds of the crop. As long as the soybean planting window takes place on time, it should improve the chances of a timely planting window for the second crop of corn that follows it. The area most struggling in South America is the major production regions in Argentina that is yet to experience general soaking rains. Last season saw Brazil plant 95 million acres of soybeans. This season's final number is still a moving target, but with prices as favorable as they are, it is possible that Brazil could reach 101 million acres this season, adding 6 million from last year. Soybeans are still the easiest and cheapest crop to plant compared to other alternatives like corn or cotton. Prices have stayed relatively calm recently as export buyers like China focus their attention on the U.S. from now until January. Prices are still hovering around $14.50 at the ports. New crop sales continue to lag from last season as farmers are holding out for higher prices. Farmers were penalized for selling too soon the last couple of years, but as we enter prime planting season, many are needing cash for input purchases and are forced to make additional forward sales. The first crop of corn is off to a good start in Brazil, looking for up to 15 million acres. First crop corn is nearly 35% planted, with Santa Catarina and Paraná leading the way with 83% and 80% respectively. As soon as corn planting is complete, standard procedure dictates that farmers begin side dressing their corn immediately with dry urea. Anhydrous and liquid nitrogen are almost non-existent in most regions, and so everything is applied with dry urea. Assuming dry weather does not impact farmers' plans, Brazil is looking to produce 35 million metric tons from their first crop of corn alone, compared to 23 million metric tons last season. With last season's short crop, domestic prices remain elevated, potentially taking corn acres away from soybean acres, at least in southern Brazil, where they are not able to double crop as much. Brazilian soybean exports through September of this year show China leading all purchases with nearly 70%. Much like the U.S., Brazilian exports have become increasingly reliant on China, which has worked to their advantage up until this point as they are generally the lowest cost producer. Spain is a distant second with 4%, followed by Holland at 3%. Despite China's Phase 1 trade agreement with the U.S., China has continued to purchase soybeans from Brazil when there was product available at a better price. Furthermore, Brazil reports that they are taking increasing advantage of their northern ports when it comes to exporting those soybeans. 34% of the soybeans exported came from ports, what is referred to as the Northern Arc of Brazil, which refers to roughly half a dozen ports primarily located along the Amazon River. What is most impressive is that this was almost non-existent 10 years ago, once becoming completely reliant on the ports in southern Brazil. We expect this trend to continue on into the future as all of the expansion potentially is highly concentrated in the northern areas. The Port of Santos is still the single largest port in Brazil, exporting 28% of their bean crop and will continue to remain an important part of the soybean export platform. You are listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.